Hi, my name is Ben Alex, and I have with me today Reverend Walson Thampu. He needs no introduction. He was the 12th principal of St. Stephen's College, Delhi, from 2007 to 2016. With so much of fake news around, I started by asking him whether the Indian media has played a positive role.
The outbreak of a pandemic is also the occasion for the outbreak of truths, the outbreak of realities. Many of the pretensions that ruled till then fall apart. Masks slip down, realities emerge, and fissures develop. And we are going through such a situation. It's an opportunity for us really to see realities as they are. And one such illustration is the reality about the Indian mainstream media. In order to take a measure of where the Indian media has come to stand now, it might be helpful to look at the global media, the Western media, for example. I find the Western media in the context of the corona pandemic playing a rather positive role. It tries to make available to the public as much factual information as possible without any bias. Some channels may be overly critical of their governments based on party loyalties, but by and large, I find the Western media standing by the people in the given situation. I also find the Western media trying to highlight issues that are very critical for the human condition in this kind of crisis. For example, very, very informative discussions on how to deal with solitude, how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with the various pressures that surface in a context of lockdown when the social dimension of human life is abolished or kept in temporary suspension. And very, very competent experts are invited and involved in these discussions. And listening to these discussions is a very empowering and enlightening experience.
So do you see such vibes happening in Indian media?
I don't see such things happening on the Indian broadcast journalism, various television channels. It's all the time about, of course, that attention is being paid to the extent of spread and all that. But most of the time, I find the Indian media over-eager and to be sycophantic towards the establishment. I don't believe that it's the function of the media to be antagonistic to governments, particularly in a situation like this. A time of crisis surely must be a time of unprecedented solidarity. People need to be in sync with the government. There is no doubt about it. At the same time, what helps most in a time of crisis is truth, and truth must not be obscured for any reason whatsoever. And the first casualty to sycophancy is truth. So the Indian media exposes itself, barring a few exceptions, a few channels here and there. By and large, the Indian media today exposes itself as dishonest to its calling and indifferent to the true scope of responsible journalism.
Media exists to help fulfill needs of its listeners and not serve any masters. Is that an exception now?
Now, journalism, historically speaking, has come about because of the need to speak truth to centers of power. Historically speaking, there have been various antecedents of journalism. For example, in the Hebrew context, there was a court prophet whose function it was to speak the truth to the king, because it's a universal human weakness that those who happen to occupy seats of power become increasingly distanced from reality and indifferent to the needs of the people. So it is necessary to institutionalize the duty to speak the truth to centers of power. And the Jews devised a very, very beautiful and effective method by having a court prophet, a prophet attached to the king, whose function it was to tell the truth to the king. And we see one such instance in the case of Prophet Nathan, who confronts King David and exposes the wrongdoings of the king. In the Indian context, the arrangement was that there would be a Purohit. The Chakravarti had his Purohit, that's the royal priest, And the function of the priest was not merely to conduct various pujas and religious rituals, but also to function as a keeper of royal conscience, to tell the truth to the king so that he doesn't get alienated from the realities of the kingdom and does not become blind to the plight of the people.
But in the period of fake news, what happens when truth becomes the biggest casualty?
Over a period of time, the secular journalism developed, and the journalist actually took the place of the prophet. So I would say that the journalist is the modern counterpart to the old prophet. He's a secular prophet, and journalism is secular prophecy. And therefore, telling the truth to centers of power is the essence of journalism. And if that is compromised, then the secular prophet becomes a mere courtier who thinks his only function is to spend his lifetime flattering the king and deriving such benefits as he can, such profits as he can out of it. Unfortunately, this is the stage at which we catch the Indian media today in the context of this huge problem. Media can play a very vital role, a very creative role, a corrective role, a prophetic role. And I hope the media fraternity wakes up to it. And that's the expectation with which this message is being made. For example, it was from a Western channel that I saw the difference that the lockdown has made to the environments in Delhi. As everyone knows, the Delhi air was so polluted. I lived in Delhi for 45 years, and towards the end of my time in Delhi, it became difficult for me to breathe. You could never see anything clearly. There was no night sky in Delhi. You could never see a star. And if you take two photographs, one taken, say, a month ago and one taken today, and put it side by side, you would be astonished to see how pure and clean the Delhi air has become.
You mean the lockdown has a positive side too?
The present crisis is not entirely negative. It is possible to argue, and I do not want to press this theory far too much, but it's possible to argue that perhaps this epidemic is nature's reaction to the havoc humankind has played on the environment. It's nature's way of protesting, and nature's way of asking us to stop in our tracks and think and realize where we are headed. If that is the case, maybe we should think of this virus as a friend of humanity, even though it is today talking to us in the language of terror, maybe because humankind would listen to no other or understand no other language. Who knows? I'm not very sure about it, but this thought does occur to me, looking at the beneficial effect of the lockdown has already yielded to the people of India and many peoples around the world. Of course, it should not have taken this huge tragedy to alert us to this fact.
We also know there are real warriors in the media who are struggling in such dangerous times to put their profession over personal gains.
I sincerely hope that the men and women in this very powerful fraternity would rise to the occasion and play a very constructive, creative role so that they would have reasons to be proud of the role that they played when we look back upon this dreadful phase that we're going through. I conclude by wishing the members of the media fraternity safety and protection as they struggle hard, especially my concern goes to those who are working the field and trying to ascertain ground realities and bring them to us. We wish them well.
The Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate, independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.